The community of Saba was one of the four biggest civilizations which lived in South Arabia. With the help of quite advanced technology for that particular era, the people of Saba constructed the Mahrib Dam and possessed an enormous irrigation capacity. This endowed them with much wealth and goods. However, instead of giving thanks to God for all this, they actually turned away from Him. Furthermore, they refused to heed the warnings and reminders issued to them. Because of these poor moral values, they merited punishment in the sight of God. In 542, their dams collapsed, and the flood of Arim ruined all their lands. The vineyards, orchards, and fields cultivated for hundreds of years by the people of Saba were completely destroyed. This flood is described in the Quran. There was also a sign for Saba in their dwelling place. Two gardens, one to the right and one to the left. Eat of your Lord's provision and give thanks to Him, a bountiful land and a forgiving Lord. But they turned away, so we unleashed against them the flood from the great dam and exchanged their two gardens for two others containing bitter-tasting plants and tamarisk and a few lote trees. That is how we repaid them for their ingratitude. Are any but the ungrateful repaid like this? This fact revealed in the Quran is in complete agreement with archaeological findings. The Christian archaeologist Werner Keller, writer of The Bible as History, accepts that the flood of Arim occurred according to the description of the Quran, and writes that the existence of such a dam and the destruction of the whole city by its burst proves that the example given in the Quran about the people of the garden was indeed realized.